This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with David Brown. He plays Danny Zuko in Cornstalk Theater's production of Grease. Also with us is the director of the show, Rachel Wooden. Grease opens tonight and continues through August 8th under the tent in Upper Bradley Park. Rachel and David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to direct Grease. It's such an iconic show.
Well, Grease has been one of those musicals that I've loved ever since I was a little girl. You know, we all have musicals that inspire us and want us to become a part of the theater community. And this was one of those shows for me. I got the tape when I was in junior high and started listening to it all the time on my boombox. And I have a little sister who's 5 years younger than me. And she and I would put on Grease musicals in our garage and have mom and dad come out and watch it. And I always got to be Sandy because I was the older sister. And she always had to be Danny because she was the youngest, you know. It's one of those shows that I've just loved. Loved forever, always wanted to be in, never was able to be in because I was either too young or too old. And so now I get to direct it. So I got to submit 10 shows to the tent, and this is the one they gave me, and I'm thrilled.
And this is actually the first time that Cornstalk is producing this show, which I found kind of surprising. Do you have any sense of what made them decide that this was the right time for this production?
You know, I'm not sure. I think because I don't know if anybody's ever submitted it. I don't know. Perhaps I was the first one. I do know that, you know, they wanted me to do the adult version. So there are some crass jokes. There's language in it. So maybe this is the first time they felt comfortable to put it on in their stage in front of their patrons that come all the time. Hair was done several summers ago, so I think they're starting to open themselves up to more adult musicals. So maybe that's perhaps why they felt like this is the right timing for it.
And Rachel, to that point, is this the original libretto from Grease? You talk about the adult version. Can you explain that a little bit more?
This is the original.
Okay.
That was written by the writer and musician Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey. And when they put it out to high schools, they cleaned up some of the jokes. They took out the language. So there's the cleaner version that's been done throughout Central Illinois by high schools and by Peoria Players did it with their youth production that they do. Luckily, we got to keep those jokes and we got to keep the language in this. And we also got to bring in some of the lyrics from the movie in some of our songs that are more adult.
So even if people have seen Grease 100 times, they're going to see something different in this show.
They are. The musical version of Grease is a lot different than the movie. There are some songs that are not featured in the musical version that there are in the movie version. And what's great about the musical version is that every T-Bird and every Pink Lady is featured. They either have some type of solo or they have a stronger part, where in the movie, it was basically focused on Danny and Sandy. Well, in the musical, everyone's got a great part. Like, everyone has something to contribute to the story.
Now, David, what attracted you to this production? What made you want to audition? Was this a show that you had grown up with?
I was introduced to this musical probably about 7 years ago. I was a sophomore in high school, and there were auditions at Dunlap High School. And my godfather told me, oh, boy, you got to do that. You got to audition for that. That's the best show ever. I'm like, I don't even know what the heck Grease is. Like, can you elaborate? He showed me the movie. And I'm like, this is fantastic. I want to be a part of this. The love for it has grown in the last 7 years. But I actually got home the weekend of auditions. And I was kind of like, well, I'm not doing anything else today. So I kind of went on a whim and kind of just stumbled into the role. And it kind of worked out.
I'm curious, because you're playing a character who's so well-defined by the film adaptation, so I'm just curious how you go about finding your own way into the character and trying not to be defined by the John Travolta portrayal that we all know.
Right. And with that, you really just got to just try and take out everything you see from the movie and see what's in the script and dissect it that way. How does Danny act with Sandy? How does he act with his buddies? And with that, you can kind of create the sort of facade that he has for both social settings.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to re-enter high school?
Oh, boy. Well, I finally have facial hair. That's fantastic. I always wanted a beard or something like that. We tried to get a mustache going on, but that didn't work out for the 50s or for this production. Going back into high school, it kind of takes you back to the self-centeredness, that everything revolves around me, this girl that is not into me, now all of a sudden my world's crashing down. And it's kind of a flashback just to a more primitive state of mind in my life. you know.
Makes you glad that you're done with high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, I'm just curious, given that it will be mostly August by the time you're performing this, mm-hmm. and you and your fellow T-Birds are running around in a lot of leather jackets. How does that work? Are you doing a lot of sweating in rehearsals? Or?
Well, it depends what you mean by a lot of sweating. I, for sure, on any scale, am doing a lot of sweating, but you kind of get used to it. I mean, the first day you enter that tent in costume, you kind of want to shoot yourself. That's okay. But, I mean, as rehearsals go through, you kind of find that you're getting more of an endurance. You can stay in the jacket longer. You can, you know, dance a little bit harder. You can sing a little bit louder. And I think it's really just a conditioning sort of element.
Okay, I have a question for either of you. I think there are some people listening to the show who maybe have not seen Grease before. Can you tell us where the title comes from?
This musical is based on the high school that he attended when he went to Chicago. And he based it on his friends and his group of friends. And they were called the Greasers. And that was kind of like, you know, when we go through school, we've got, you know, different levels and different nicknames that we give groups of people. And so I feel like that's kind of where it comes from in a way. But it is. It's all based on stories about what it was like when he was in high school up in Chicago.
Now, both the original musical and the movie came out, I believe, in the 70s, which was sort of a period of this 50s revival. I think, you know, people may remember the Happy Days TV show. So that was sort of a cultural thing going on in the 70s. What is it like now to be doing the same material 40 years later?
I'd say because it's a period show, the real point of it is to take you back to that era before cell phones, before people becoming dependent on technology and stuff like that. And I think that, yeah, it's just timeless. It's really hard to make it not appropriate for the times that you're
in
regardless.
And it is timeless. It is timeless mm-hmm. because the issues that the characters are dealing with in this musical, even though it's based on 1959, are issues that high schoolers are still dealing with today. You know, the love interests and Rizzo's potential pregnancy and, you know, them struggling with who they are, trying to become the person that they want to be. Those are all issues that this show's about. So, yeah, Grease is a fun show. It's an upbeat show. But there are also moments where there are some trials and tribulations that you get to see the characters go through. So I think, you know, yeah, it's based in 1959, but it's still current for what's going on today.
And David, you mentioned a little bit about how the costumes are going to bring us back into this time, evoke the 50s. Rachel, maybe you could speak a little bit to the music itself, the band. What's the arrangement going to be at the tent for Grease?
Our musical director is Laura Weaver Hughes. She's wonderful. She music directs a lot of shows here in the Peoria area. Very, very talented. And she's brought together a band of 7 members. There's going to be 2 saxophones. She plays the keyboard, drums, 2 guitars, and a bass. They're right on stage with us. They sound amazing. And I just feel like it gives it a really good all-around sound with them being right on stage.
Oh, I'm sure people are going to be dancing in the park itself outside of the tent.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I've got the pre-show music is all songs from the 50s. Mm-hmm. Post-show music, there's a couple of the songs from the movie that people aren't going to get to hear during the production that they're going to get to enjoy when they're walking out.
Obviously, one of the numbers that everybody knows from the show is Greased Lightning. And did I get this right a couple of weeks ago? You were moving a part of a car into the tent? Did that happen?
That is correct. We rented our car from Eastlight Theater. And when they did Grease, the Grease production, they had bought this car from another theater, and it's 3/4 of a car. And it's right up on our stage. We had to reinforce the stage for the weight of the car. And during Grease Lightning, that scene, it rolls on out. It's got working headlights, and it's absolutely amazing.
That's fantastic. Speaking of another iconic song from the show, Summer Loving. Mm-hmm. David, have you ever sang this song in a karaoke bar? And how does it differ when you're under the lights at Cornstalk?
Well, I'm sober. That's one. I mean, from a karaoke bar to on stage, I mean, you have all your friends around you. Not that I go to karaoke bars alone without any friends, sometimes on the weekends. But it really puts you in a different position when you have your buddies around you that are like, hey, tell me what happened, man. Hey, so that girl, like, this summer, like, you get any? It's almost more encouraging to do it on stage than it is on a karaoke bar.
Yeah, that song in the show is probably one of my highlights. Watching them and the way that he and Sandy are getting into their characters and the cast around them. Darren Jackson Adams, who's our choreographer, and I collaborated on the choreography for that one. It's really cool the way that they move around the stage.
Rachel Wooden is directing Cornerstone Theater's production of Grease. David Brown plays Danny Zuko. Performances begin tonight and continue through next Saturday in Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Rachel, David, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Also opening this weekend is the regional premiere of the musical Big Fish, opening tonight at Eastlight Theater at 7:30 p.m. This Youthlight production is directed by Travis Olson, with performances this weekend and next. For additional information, please visit eastlighttheater.com.
And the Peoria Riverfront Museum is kicking off a film series this weekend. Movie Musicals on the Big Screen begins with a showing of The Sound of Music tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the Giant Screen Theater. The series runs 8 weeks. Chicago, Les Mis, and West Side Story are just three of the musicals coming up later in the series.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Tim Fluga. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.